Whenever I visit Europe, I hope I will get to hear church bells ring out, whether they are simply marking the hour or sending out longer peals calling the faithful to worship. Before the Industrial Age, before the invention of gunpowder, the church bell was probably the loudest sound most people heard, other than a close clap of thunder. As a young lad, Friedrich Schiller was fascinated by bell founding. The father of one of his classmates was a bell founder, and the casting house was on Schiller's street in Ludwigsburg. Later in life, Schiller returned to his fascination with bell founding, and over a span of about 10 years, worked on his long narrative poem, Das Lied von der Glocke, The Song of the Bell. Schiller describes, in technical detail, how our poem's cathedral's bell was cast, and what each stage of that process can tell us about the value of labor, life, and life's purposes. The poem then tells how this cathedral bell marks so many of life's turning points, birth, baptism, confirmation, marriage. The bell also warns of storms, of fire, or even an approaching army. To create today's music, Peter Cornelius extracted only 16 of Schiller's some 430 lines. These verses remind us ever so succinctly, philosophically, and emotionally, how one feels when hearing this same bell now tolling a funeral dirge. Rather than sounding celebratory, it sends out a heavy and anxious sound as its mournful blows accompany a wanderer on his final journey. We then learn that the bell is giving its farewell to a deceased young wife who was such a tender mother to her children and faithful to her husband. I find comfort in imagining the funeral ceremony and the cathedral sanctuary, extended family and neighbors gathered in support as scriptures and prayers have been read. But then I sense the feeling of desolation when imagining the deceased leaving her beloved church one last time, leaving behind her distraught husband and shocked children. This was a common theme in 19th century art, particularly of a sentimental nature. Grief is personal. As Carl Jung wrote, death is a silence which has no answer. As I write, we hear, often vaguely, of shootings, armed conflicts, death, destruction. Each time a loved one is lost, someone is bereaved, and that person would be able to relate to this poem.